Next one under old business is case number 10,461. Mr. Parker, it's a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a partial.
This, in my opinion, wasn't applied for properly. I'm not even sure that even a special use exists. But it certainly doesn't meet the standards for granting a variance. And shouldn't have been applied for as such.
What should have been applied for?
Well, mostly what we heard was that, you know, there was a hardship, a medical hardship. Not that, you know.
No, it wasn't really.
That was
not, wasn't really a medical hardship, just wanted to move the mother closer
or,
to the front.
Similar to a medical hardship, but a hardship.
Yeah, because if he'd had a medical hardship, they'd had to take the trailer off, and they didn't want to. Because I went out and looked at the area. I was one that asked that it be tabled. There's trailers out there in that area already. And this is not really a trailer, though, not a double wide. This is what, modular home?
It's a modular home.
This is a modular home.
Right,
see, this
but there's
is not
already
a
trailer on the property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's already on, but I mean, I wanted to clarify that, you know, that was stated though, the opposition name is going to be another, you know, mobile home, but it's not, it's modular.
Right.
But this is for the mother. They didn't want to have it, you know, against the hardship. Well, that wasn't really.
Didn't we also hear testimony that a daughter lived next door?
I don't think so. Well, let me.
I mean, don't get hung up on hardship.
Yeah.
The request was for.
It's really for
lot,
front, right,
lot,
yeah.
Front footage. Yeah,
front footage.
Side, front footage.
So, really,
right.
As far as trailers
for
in the area.
Subdivision and. It doesn't,
but for the mother to bring her closer, they didn't want to do it that way. Because if you had the hardship, they explained it. Now this is from, I correct me from the park, and they didn't want it for the metal because they didn't move it off. This
right.
Was to bring the mother closer.
Right.
And when they got the they got it. It was to be, they could do what they wanted with it.
But the applicant couldn't.
But it wasn't
address any of the standards for granting a variance.
I don't know if I got into that.
Sounds like you did.
No, I know he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I went back and looked at from what I heard from both of them. I couldn't see anything different. There's some in the area, but I just wanted to clarify that I'd heard it was a mobile home, but it wasn't. It's a modular, and there's
right.
Some already in the area. I don't see what's going to have any, it's not going to be a detriment to it, but there's only one. You've already got them there. You already got our mobile home for trailer, but this being a modular will be a different. I didn't really see a problem, and I went there and looked. If there wasn't any in the area, but you already got them in the area. What would happen with the medical hardship? They're still in the area. You still would have a modular trailer. It would be the same thing.
Right.
I think
they're
trying to have
and
better
that wasn't,
than
and that wasn't, again, the, yeah, that wasn't,
that wouldn't even
that
discuss,
wasn't the issue.
So. No. So I
the
guess.
Issue was that it didn't meet the standards, nor were the standards addressed for granting a variance.
I didn't really see anything. It won't be it's a modular, not a not a mobile home or not a trailer. Been already in the area.
There's I don't believe there's other all the properties along there have 150 foot road frontage.
Yeah, some down further.
But that's on the other side of the wooded area, mm-hmm. The creek or whatever. Brent, did you feel that he addressed any of the standards?
I didn't. I mean, I thought he was coming off. I thought it should have been a medical wave coming across.
At first, yeah.
First time.
So, I didn't think so.
Anybody stay there would come off, but it's, you know, it's a medical, what it is, when they bring their mother, you know, bring their mother closer. I mean, it's like, I guess like council, we don't get into that, but they said, but when they bought the property, they were told they could do it, if we want to get right into it, that they could do it. You know, I mean, they knew that they was gonna do it, but then now they can't do it, but there's already trailers in the area, so what's, I, you know, I guess I'm stuck on that issue, because I went out there and looked at it, what's, you've already got a man, it's not a trailer, it's a, you know, it's a modular home.
Right, right, and that's not the issue, the issue is, did he, does it meet the standards for granting a variance, and, you know, there's, you've got a parcel with, that's already developed. So.
Probably got them in the area.
So, I mean, if you look at the standards, it's not unique, it's developed. It is otherwise developed, it is created by the applicant.
He didn't answer the law standards.
He tried to, well, he's asking, answering, I think he answered, you asked him, didn't he? Didn't he answer him at all?
I didn't, well, he responded, but I didn't feel that he addressed them, you know, as they, that, I don't feel that he addressed that it was unique, or that it couldn't otherwise be developed. It obviously is created by the applicant. We heard testimony from the opposition that they felt that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and,
It's always lots.
A minimum to afford relief, you know, the lot's developed.
But when they build out on the same side of the corner, yeah, or you already had these trailers out there anyway, how did they get there then? I mean, if you want to go, you're gonna go back and forth like that, if you.
Right.
How did they get that home built out there, and those trailers already there then?
I think the people.
But I don't understand, what do you mean?
I don't either, I mean, I'm trying to get away from it, trying to get back to that.
But I mean.
Road frontage, that they have, they were after for the frontage.
Why are we discussing a trailer?
I don't know. Because that seems like that's an issue though, too, when it came up, I mean, it seemed like we'd are.
I mean.
It's a manufacturer that we'll put in there for the mother.
The way, to me, the way it was presented was that what they were really seeking was a special use exception. Okay, trailer or no trailer, a special use exception for someone to take care of somebody. But what they were applied for was a variance, which they didn't meet the standards for.
That's the question I asked.
I don't feel that it meets the standards, and therefore it shouldn't.
That's the question I asked, same thing. I think the people, the five people against it, was one, was the size of the lot. Everybody else had 150 foot.
Right, everybody in that, along that strip.
In that area. Along that strip, yeah.
Anyway, I'm ready to vote.
I thought it was special use.
I have the minutes.
Yeah, I have them.
You have them too?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, it was presented by Mr. Isaacs.
Mrs. Isaacs.
Mrs. Isaacs.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Isaacs. Zane Parker, George Parker, and Donna Parker, and they were sworn in and testified, they were requesting a 50-foot variance. They'd like to place a modular home on a 100-foot wide lot, that his mother requires care, and that there are other modular or manufactured homes in the area. In opposition were Gerald Pusey, that he owns two properties on the road. He didn't, you know, he stated it's not a hard, he didn't feel it was a hardship. He didn't want to see, well, that's, you know, whether he wants to see a manufactured home across from the country club is somewhat irrelevant, I think. And he suggested the deed restrictions, and that's not our concern. Carol Hansen sworn in, testified in opposition. She lives north of the applicant. That the property's located across the country club, and she's a realtor, and she feels that would have, that it would affect the property values, so it wouldn't, you know.
Strengthen it.
Alter the essential character neighborhood, I guess. But at any rate, nowhere in the minutes, nor, as I recall from the testimony, did the applicant address the standards. He responded to them, but he in my opinion, didn't show where was uniqueness, that it couldn't be, that they couldn't use the property, they are using the property, that obviously he created it, and... You know, I didn't feel that he had testimony or show any sort of proof that it would not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and minimum to afford relief. I mean, there's no relief if it's left as it is necessary. Anyway, I'm ready to vote.
Okay. All right. Mr. Gibb? How do you feel? You ready?
I agree that he doesn't meet the...
Okay.
Variance requirements, although all three opposition are mute because... They were talking about manufactured homes.
Right.
Rather than modular homes.
Right, as well as real estate and all. Okay.
Right, I got no problem with putting a manufactured home there. It's a home.
Okay.
And even if it's 3/4 acre, modular.
All right. Okay, if there's no further discussion, and if the board is ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 10,461 as it doesn't meet the standards for granting a variance.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,461. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Okay. Motion carried. Case is denied. Alrighty, next.